Yeah, I think you're safe on luncheon day either way. I think you're safe on luncheon day either way.
He won't slip till Saturday, but... Are driving coming in? Do you think you're making a jack of the hours here at 15:30 or not? I'm gonna let you know the roads blow by. Circulating a petition among the Harvard faculty condemning it. But it's just what it is.
Oh, it is. Saying that you're receiving the closure order that might come around in 1964.
Oh, this? These languages. Received there, and he said it was just the right thing. They're getting it out on all media there. After those are
Harvard back and circulated it, they should be thanking you for a while.
But I don't know yet.
That's not so good.
I don't give a damn about that.
Coming back to this thing, generally, what is anything else in the morning report that is of concern or otherwise?
No, about nothing. No, thanks.
A matter of very good day, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's been fairly quiet. Moscow, the radio has been gloating over a lot of stuff.
Oh,
they're gonna... another thing that Bunker said is they're still planning that raid on Moon on that road junction. And that should come off in the next week.
What do you think about it?
I think it will hold till April 7th, Mr. President. It's only 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
I remember during
the...
No, but I remember during the moratorium period, it paid off for you to wait and let all the talk first. You go on too soon, they're going to spend all their ammunition tearing your thing to pieces.
That's my argument. Did that show you his concern out there again? And here's a guy that's for us all the way.
But I'd make a pretty aggressive speech on April 7th, Mr. President. I would put it out there. And not only in terms of achievement, but of being able to hold our heads up and being within sight of success. But I have come to the conclusion that these liberals cannot be placated.
Premature, and we can't be sure. It's going to come out all right, though. I have a feeling it's follow-up on the program.
Oh, you should dial in and come to touch with some...
What is it? Is it something on Thursday or Saturday or...
I saw Bruce.
Bringing in the follow-up sheet on the...
But I'm seeing newsmen. I'm seeing Franco tomorrow.
Good, good.
And,
well,
I'm seeing this.
Well, there's a whole... I mean, how can it... Well, I just wanted to be sure. I had with me. Yes. I just wanted to be sure. That is, you put everybody on the side. Well, how about Laird and Rogers and everybody else there? All
it was all...
Oh, I know what you are referring to, Mr. President. Uh-huh. We have a meeting tomorrow in which we're going to agree on a line for all of the departments of what accomplishments to address, what
we have done. That's what I meant. If he's having a meeting tomorrow on that, that should go to everybody, and everybody should get on salvo and see what they can do
tomorrow afternoon.
Well, what we've been working on now is using your line. Just taking the precise line that you use and using that as that line is what you are.
Oh no, that's the line that we...
Congressmen, senators, the political activists have been able to do it, willing to do it.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. They had speeches yesterday, and Dole's doing a major speech.
Good.
And how about getting Hank into the pop-up? I think it'd be good to have him. Let's throw him into the breach. Is it that Rogers and Laird have also talked about it?
Laird
is doing it at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
I thought it was yesterday afternoon he did.
No.
I don't think so. I think it is today.
Today at 3, I think.
Well, let's be sure you call him and say that he gets an area that he gets it, you know, well, he will. I don't think he needs to. They had five speeches on Monday on President's position on Vietnam. Okay. And then they were
our position, basically,
on Israel and all this nonsense. And they're corrected.
Three.
And the Dole is doing a major speech on the floor.
Yeah.
Al Capp on the outside is opening the National Association of Broadcasters convention this weekend, and his whole pitch is going to be on the President's interview. They're doing all the normal stuff in the mailings Monday, the usual coverage there. They're using a piece at the center for some columns.
Well, the main thing they use are the simple facts. Pictures don't lie, but they don't tell the whole truth. The main little things that I got there. Now, George Meany, you know, it's interesting how he picked up those things that the South Vietnamese proved themselves. They have the 18 out of 22 battalions. Came out in good order that this is guaranteed the success of our withdrawal program. It guarantees the success of Vietnamization. I just let them go further. Let them call it a success. There's no problem on that.
Oh, no.
Actually, should too. This was essential.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they also, incidentally, are exploring with some possibilities, not really, of a rebroadcast by ABC and a rerun on the educational network as a follow-up to it, which would, just on the basis of the interest generated and that kind of thing.
Right.
May make some headway on that.
Good. All right. Hello, sir. Keep your spirit up.
Oh, no. I think, I know we just did, I think. I know it's going to pay off.
That's the point. Let's get a month from now.
We got our own poll last night, and it's interesting, we completed 1,300 calls, which is just our own crew in here, and
to all sorts of households,
yes, across the country, and overall, it's amazing, it stayed right at what we had before, 15% saw the interview, 15.4 versus 85, 84.6 it did not.
So out of the 1,300, you only had about 300. So
and you didn't have anything like that because they only completed 600 calls.
Oh, yeah, 600.
So the others, you don't get anybody.
So you had about 50.
So you only had 80.
80.
And an additional
60 that had heard or read about it that didn't see it, another 14%. The reaction rating, very favorable 25, somewhat favorable 32, somewhat unfavorable 7, very unfavorable 15. So it was a 57, 22, favorable, unfavorable, 67.
Got them both yesterday, they say. And we'll get them in if there's any questions.